A wave of anger and violence is spreading across northern Africa and the Middle East. Sudan, Tunisia, Morocco, Iraq, Iran. Some of the protests have been small, some have been large. The biggest have been in countries we're highlighting on this map. Egypt, where one of the first protests happened this week. Libya, where four Americans were killed during an attack at a U.S. facility on Tuesday. And Yemen, where protests broke out at the U.S. Embassy on Thursday. Those demonstrations turned violent in Yemen. Dozens of people were injured after protesters fought with security forces when police tried to break up the crowd. There was similar fighting in Egypt yesterday. Protesters there threw rocks and other dangerous items at police, who used tear gas to try to keep the angry crowd away from the U.S. embassy there. The anger started because of an online anti-Muslim film that ridiculed the Prophet Muhammad. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the video disgusting and reprehensible, but she added that, quote, there is no justification for responding to this video with violence. In Chicago, a standoff between the teachers' union and school board officials might be coming to an end. Yesterday, the two sides started sounding more optimistic about their negotiations. Teachers walked off the job and onto picket lines on Monday. That meant 350,000 Chicago students were out of school. We've been reporting on the strike and its impact throughout the week on our show. We've also been covering it on CNN's education blog, Schools of Thought. You can check that out at cnn.com/education and read different perspectives on the strike. We heard another one when we talked with a Chicago parent this week.
Hi, my name is Nino Rodriguez. I submitted an iReport photo of my children being taught at my home and my kitchen table. There is a big strike in Chicago that's affecting children. We're always doing stuff at home, you know, keeping them away from the computer, keeping them away from television and movies, which is what they want to run to first. So, you know, we're always right on from the beginning. You know, they must, you know, either do writing, reading, or something like that. Overall, you know, we just want them to get back in class because they were only in class for 5 days, literally 4 days because they had Labor Day off. And now they're, you know, it's like back in summer, which it cuts a lot of instructions and a lot of, you know, school time. Keep reading, keep writing, and keep your mind busy because that's the only thing you have and that's the only thing you can control. Other forces outside, they're always going to try to influence you, but if you have a strong mind, that's always going to win.
In about 6 months, if you're looking for a certain size soda or sugary drink, you won't find it in New York restaurants. The city has banned anything larger than 16 ounces. The New York Board of Health approved the ban yesterday. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who proposed the idea, said it's a way to fight obesity and to encourage people to live healthier lifestyles. Critics, including restaurant and soda companies, called the ban misguided and arbitrary. Now, we blogged about this story back in May when Mayor Bloomberg first proposed the idea. Kelly said, it's a great idea. She said a change isn't bad when the health of our children and future generations will be healthier. Leanne said, it comes down to personal decisions. I don't think the government should make people's decisions for them about how much to eat or drink.